Today, White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer addressed criticism that he'd falsely misrepresented inauguration viewing numbers. Side-by-side photos and stats from the metro system and hotels in D.C. showed the Trump inauguration was far less attended than recent ones. But today, Spicer said when he said Donald Trump's inauguration was the most watched in person and around the world in history, he meant combined with people watching on technology. ABC's Jonathan Carl asked Spicer about the role of truth. Here's part of Spicer's response.
I think sometimes we can disagree with the facts. There are certain things that we may not fully understand when we come out, but our intention is never to lie to you, Jonathan.
But this week, President Trump told CIA workers that the press invented the feud between him and the intelligence community, when in fact Trump himself accused agencies of leaking material and likened that in a tweet to Nazi Germany. And on Sunday, Trump senior advisor Kellyanne Conway was asked by NBC's Chuck Todd why Trump would send his press secretary out with false claims about inauguration attendance. She answered that the administration was simply presenting alternative facts. NPR media correspondent David Folkenflik has, of course, been taking all of this in. David, your thoughts?
Well, it's an incredible display of rhetorical assault on some of the things we take for granted as underpinnings of democracy. You think of rejection of reporters doing their job, rejection of the idea that there are certain facts that are fixed that we can agree upon and then perhaps argue over. And in fact, a rejection in some instances rhetorically of the value of dissent. You know, Kellyanne Conway defended President Trump's rhetoric about the CIA and other intelligence agencies, calling their tactics similar to Nazi Germany, in response to criticism from the now former CIA director John Brennan. Similarly, she called the mass protests that occurred in Washington, D.C. and other cities on Saturday awful, without sort of a notion that dissent is part of the democratic experience and experiment.
Well, do you think with alternative facts, perhaps what was, you know, helping form that phrase, because there's no such thing as an alternative to a fact. But perhaps what she was thinking was alternative media in which this administration is vested.
Well, she may have been thinking of alternative media like Breitbart News, which is where he got one of his most senior White House advisors, Steve Bannon, from. She may have also been thinking of alternative reality. Let's be fair. If Sean Spicer had come up with other facts that make a compelling different argument, then those are perhaps different facts one can use, upon which one can construct an argument. That's not what happened here. He offered things that were untrue and disprovable in several cases from before the moment they came out of his mouth. You know, the problem with this is that it corrodes the credibility that people have before that White House briefing room lectern. Well, that carries a cost for his credibility, and yet it shows the eternal campaign that seems at the moment to be being waged from the White House. That is, that the invective against the press and the idea of us and them hasn't shifted, even as they're governing in all of our name.
Well, it was Donald Trump who brought the numbers up, as you say, at that meeting with CIA workers. It was supposed to be a healing meeting. He spoke in front of the wall that honors officers who've been killed on duty and instead talked about how his crowd was bigger than the press was saying. Former CIA Director John Brennan, as you said in a statement, Trump should be ashamed. But the administration kept this fight up, even on Fox News. Here's Chief of Staff Reince Priebus and Chris Wallace of Fox.
Take a look at those pictures. On the left, you've got the Obama inaugural crowd. On the right, you've got the Trump inaugural crowd. Which one is bigger?
Listen, that you're also not saying that picture was taken before he was even speaking. I mean, I can take a picture
there.
Of the mall.
I was
right
there
now.
In the mall. I mean, let me
I
say, first of all,
too,
I think
Chris.
This is a ridiculous conversation.
Right.
But there were huge areas, he said.
So Chris Wallace was on the mall. He saw the huge empty areas. I was on the mall, you know, met lovely people on the mall, but there were empty swaths. Look, what are you hearing there?
You're hearing the frustration of Chris Wallace, Fox News, perhaps the most sympathetic home on television for Trump and for the new administration. At the same time, Chris Wallace, not a particularly ideological figure, expressing the frustration of a veteran journalist and experienced reporter who's looking at reality in front of him and is hearing the White House chief of staff say things that aren't true about a topic too trivial to wade into were it not for the fact that the president of the United States on down is you know, in a lather about this and outraged about it and attacking the notion of how the press operates as a result. Kellyanne Conway said, you know, we may have to rethink our relationship as a result of questions like this. So you're seeing the irritation of Donald Trump, who likes focusing on crowd sizes and on ratings and on polls when they favor him. And at the same time, it's also an effort in some ways to strip the press of credibility, I think, when bigger issues come along, when there are bigger challenges, when there are true exposés in the Trump administration, should they be published or broadcast, and trying to indicate to his most ardent supporters, you can't believe what you hear from these folks. All of these facts are in doubt.
NPR media correspondent David Folkenflik. Thank you, David.
You bet.